Standard & Poor's analyst Robin Prunty says the new state budget is to blame. It's not, quote, structurally aligned. Prunty says during the recession, all states experienced difficulties, but they're getting over it while Illinois is still grappling with budget gaps.
Most states are in a fiscal recovery mode where they're repairing, you know, building reserve funds and addressing other fiscal challenges, and that's where Illinois diverges.
Prunty also says Illinois' pension debt continues to be a problem. Analysts had looked favorably upon a law that's meant to reduce the state's costs by downsizing employees' and retirees' benefits, but groups representing workers are fighting it in court, saying those reductions are unconstitutional. The S&P analysis says the risk of that happening is highlighted by a different recent Illinois Supreme Court decision, which found that health care subsidies promised to retirees are subject to the Constitution. Governor Pat Quinn's office blames legislators for passing what it calls an incomplete budget and says this is the predictable result. I'm Amanda Vinicky.